Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening. Doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. If you guys missed the recap for Week 14, guys, go check it out. It's on yesterday's episode. Today's episode is going to be going over the waiver wire and everything that's on the trending. Just get you guys set up for your playoffs. Sometimes you guys might be in the toilet bowl. If you guys are in the toilet bowl, you guys are playing for the first pick, so let's go. This next season, this next group of rookies looks good. Honestly, I'm going to be getting some people on here. Be talking about the rookies. We got the fantasy futurists. If you guys remember, who those guys were. The good old boys. Yeah, get the good old boys back on here, and we'll be talking some more rookies. Let's get into it. We had Rashad Penny this last week. I told you guys to go pick him up. I mean, I think he's actually primed to get a chance for this next season. I mean, he was drafted in the first round, so this is his fourth season. So I think he gets one. I think this is actually his last chance. That if he doesn't do it, that he could be gone after this season. I don't quite remember what his contract was. If he got something this offseason as an extension. But Rashad Penny, I am definitely interested in him. Guys, I told you, go check your waiver wire. Because I was looking just before I started recording here. And I found Robbie Anderson out on the waiver wire. Definitely pick him up. I was just talking about him yesterday. With 12 targets, caught 7 of them for 84 yards and a touchdown with Cam Newton. We have not seen him get a lot of targets since week 4 back with Sam Darnold. And that's when Sam Darnold was doing his thing. And he's not doing anything anymore. So I'm definitely picking up Robbie Anderson wherever I can. Check your waiver wire for sure. Check your waiver wire for the 49ers. This is your check your waiver wire episode. Let's see how many times I can say check your waiver wire. Quick shout out to the sponsor, MyVTrophy.com. If you guys have yet to check them out. If you have yet to check them out, you need to go check them out. The easiest website to build a virtual trophy for your fantasy league. And I mean, I made fantasy trophies for all of our leagues, and it took me like 10 minutes. And I was able to make like 10 of them. So it's really fast. And then Unstoppable Domains, guys, go use my referral code Dynasty401. Go buy the Web3. I mean, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just telling you moves I'm doing with my fantasy teams that are helping me win my leagues and get me to the playoffs. I mean, I got like 4 or 5 leagues that I'm in the playoffs out of, I think, like 9, 10 leagues. So this is what, I mean, I'm going to be cutting down some of them. Some of them I just lost track of my players, got too busy. We all have those weeks, huh? But we're here to get you the information you need. Unstoppable Domains by the Web3. But go check the 49ers defense. They're going to be playing Atlanta this week. 49ers have not been terrible at all. I mean, over the last like 4 weeks, they have been like almost up to 10 points apiece. And honestly, they have not done terrible. They have had 2 games that were either 1 or 0 points. Otherwise, they've been up 8 points or more all season long, which is awesome. Definitely would pick them up for your playoffs for sure. Go get those guys. Sorry, I'm talking, looking at the 49ers defense sitting right here in one of my leagues, and I think I need to go pick them up because sometimes you have to play, if you're not in the playoffs, sometimes you just go get players. I mean, I'm playing for the first round pick, so. Because unfortunately, in this league, I had a couple guys that went down on me. But 49ers defense, pick them up. Oh, who do I drop? Not sure. Sometimes there's nobody to drop. But 49ers defense, Royce Freeman, I talked about him a little bit yesterday. He did have 8 targets caught six of them for 51 yards, had 11 carries, only got 15 yards on his carries. He was averaging like 1.3 yard a carry, but he's getting used in the receiving game. And that's good. You want to be able to be used in the receiving game. Nobody else really there for the Texans was getting too much work. I mean, there's Rex Burkhead. But, I mean, he had 11 carries for 40 yards. He had better yardage on the ground. It's possible we could see Rex Burkhead go more. But nobody's starting Royce Freeman or Rex Burkhead. These are just, I'm looking at for next season. But for this season, we still have Rashad Penny. I think he actually can be something the rest of the season. Robbie Anderson is going to help you out. We're looking here more. AJ Green here is available, but we've had him on our team here a couple times, and we started him maybe once or twice. But I don't have him anymore. I dropped him. Michael Carter, go check your man. Got like a bubble in my throat. Michael Carter, go pick him up off the waiver wire. You guys know I am a huge Michael Carter fan. He was starting to light it up right before he got injured. Definitely go pick him up, though. He's coming back likely this week. I am very excited for him for 2022 and the future because he is the man. Just like Javonte Williams, like both of those guys there. And let's see, who else? Oh, Justin Jackson. Definitely would be interested in picking him up. He only had 9 carries this last week, but like I told you guys before, if you guys missed it, this is your first time listening, this is the best call you will ever make every single day that we have an episode. But I was saying that the Chargers are looking for another person. Austin Eckler does not want to be the main guy. He really doesn't. He wants to split the workload with somebody. And I think, I mean, they're trying to do that. I mean, they drafted Joshua Kelly. Or no, they picked him up off of, he was an undrafted rookie. But they have Joshua Kelly. They have Justin Jackson. They want to get somebody else going. They don't want to just use Austin Eckler. So, looks like they're giving Justin Jackson back the opportunity here. We haven't really seen him a whole lot this season. I mean, last week we saw him week 13 at 25% of the snaps. This week we saw him at 28% of the snaps. So it's not a massive increase, but if we're going to see one of these guys, we're going to see it now. It's not going to be like, oh, let's wait till next offseason and then we're going to figure out who's the number two guy. No, they're trying to figure out with the guys that they have now, who's it going to be? If it's not going to be any of these guys, then it's not going to happen because they didn't add anybody. So, Justin Jackson definitely would has my eye. Tyler Huntley definitely would check him out as well. I mean, I know that there's Lamar Jackson, okay? But Lamar Jackson keeps getting hurt. Can't stay healthy all the time. The Ravens sometimes they're not able to get through those big tough games, okay? And he's not under contract. He needs to sign for a contract, and he doesn't have an agent. So all I'm saying is that we've seen crazy things happen in the NFL. It's maybe I'm just playing devil's advocate here, just because sometimes you just have to think of these different scenarios, because that is what's going to help you get those wins. That's going to help you find those gem players before anybody else does, and you're going to have them, and everyone's going to be like, oh, how did you have him? You'd be like, oh, I already knew this was coming. I'm just saying, Lamar Jackson could not be a Raven at some point here this offseason or the next season. It's possible. Tyler Huntley is making things happen, and he gets it done on the ground. I'm just saying, I would pick him up if you're in those Superflex leagues, quarterback Superflex leagues. I definitely would pick him up, especially if you have Lamar Jackson. If you do not have Tyler Huntley on your team right now, what are you doing? You need to have him on your team as a backup. I know Jackson's going out wasn't, you know, scheduled. He got hurt during the game. Nothing he can do about it. But Huntley, every time he comes into play, he does a good job. So that's why you make the call. Because I guarantee you there's no other podcast out there talking about Tyler Huntley and what he could do. There's nobody talking about Rashad Penny and what he could do. There's no one talking about Robbie Anderson, Michael Carter. That's why you make the call. Philadelphia Eagles defense here. They've not been doing terrible, actually. They've broken their little routine where they have a good game, down game, good game, down game, good game, down game. Now they're all playing good, good, good games. We're on a bye this week. I'd wait this week, and then after this week, then we could use the Philadelphia Eagles defense the rest of the season. Looking at the waiver wire here. Tomorrow's episode, we'll start getting into the starters for your playoffs, week 15. I'm not seeing anybody else on the waiver wire. Not a very big waiver wire-y week. I think that's going to do it for today's episode. Just want to get an episode out for you guys, talk about some of these players. Tomorrow, like I said, we'll start getting into our starters for your playoffs, week 15. And in a couple weeks here, we're going to start getting into the rookies for 2022. All right, guys. You guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Have a good one. Oh, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at TheDynasty411. That's where you guys are going to be able to stay on top of if I'm making any type of notifications or any movements outside of the recording. You want to stay on top of that so you don't miss any of these things before everybody else gets on them. All right, guys. Catch you later. Peace out.